This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the confidence competence loop to make your team synergy conversations less terrifying. A practical system for building team synergy through confident conversations. In short, after reading this, you'll be able to use the confidence competence loop to prepare for, start, and recover from team synergy conversations that used to feel impossible. Confidence comes after action, not before it. Start before you feel ready. Use the strong method as your pre-conversation ritual every time. Recover cleanly from mistakes, and the loop keeps building. Definition: the confidence competence loop is a self-reinforcing cycle in which practice builds competence, small successes build confidence, and that confidence drives further practice and success. In team synergy, it explains why some people seem to get better at hard conversations while others stay stuck. You had the conversation mapped out in your head. You knew what needed to be said. You sat down, the meeting started, and then the silence stretched just a bit too long. Someone changed the subject. You let it go. The team left the room without ever getting to the thing that actually mattered. That moment is not a character flaw. It is what happens when you wait for confidence before you act. The problem is that team synergy conversations, the real ones about accountability, performance, direction, and trust, feel like they require a level of confidence most of us do not believe we have. So we wait. We rehearse. We avoid. And the team suffers quietly for it. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process built around the confidence competence loop that you can use immediately. If you want to understand why some teams build this kind of collaboration faster than others, read how the confidence competence loop explains why some teams build synergy faster than others first. Why team synergy conversations are harder than they look. Knowing that a conversation needs to happen and actually having it are two entirely different things. The gap between them is where most team synergy quietly breaks down. Here is what makes these conversations genuinely difficult, in practice, not in theory. The stakes feel high before you even begin. When a team relationship is involved, a badly handled conversation does not just end awkwardly. It can damage trust that took months to build, and you know it before you open your mouth. You cannot predict how the other person will respond. You can prepare your words, but you cannot prepare their reaction. That uncertainty feeds anticipatory anxiety, which is the dread you feel before the conversation, not during it. You have been in this room before and it went badly. Past experience shapes current courage. If a previous team conversation ended in defensiveness, silence, or resentment, your body remembers that, even when your mind says this time will be different. No one taught your method for this. Most people enter hard team conversations with no framework, no script, and no plan for what to do if things go sideways. Preparation feels like overkill until the moment you need it. The team dynamic adds pressure that a one-on-one conversation does not. When others are watching, or when the outcome affects the whole group, the personal risk feels multiplied. Why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy explores exactly how this avoidance compounds over time. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What do you need before you start? Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one, your intention for the conversation. Know what you are trying to achieve before you speak. Not what you want to say, but what you want the team to have after you are done. A shared understanding. A specific commitment. A shift in how work gets allocated. Without a clear intention, even a well-worded conversation drifts. Your intention is your compass. Number two, your emotional state right now. I have watched people walk into team synergy conversations while they were still angry, still stung, still rehearsing their grievance. It never goes well. Check whether you're calm enough to listen, not just talk. If you are not, wait. An hour of cooling down is worth more than a week of damage repair. Number three, a basic script for opening the conversation. You do not need a full manuscript. You need one clear opening sentence that states your intention without accusation. I want to talk about how we are handling handoffs on this project, because I think we can do better together is enough to get started. Having that sentence ready is the difference between beginning and stalling. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Run your conversation pre-mortem. This step is about reducing anticipatory anxiety before it stops you from starting. And say it right every time. I introduce the conversation pre-mortem as a preparation tool that directly feeds the confidence-competence loop. Most people skip preparation entirely, or they spend their energy rehearsing what they hope will happen. The pre-mortem asks the harder, more useful question: what could go wrong, and what will you do when it does? Here is how to run one before any team synergy conversation. Number 1. Write down the 2 or 3 worst outcomes you're genuinely afraid of. Not catastrophic fantasies, but realistic fears the other person gets defensive. Someone shuts down, the conversation spirals into old grievances. Number 2. For each fear, ask honestly, how likely is this on a scale of 1 to 10? Number 3. For each realistic fear, anything above a 5, write 1 sentence describing what you will do if it happens. Number 4. Read your responses aloud once. Name the anxiety out loud, even to yourself alone. Number 5. Set the list aside. You have addressed the fears. You do not need to carry them into the room. Here is what this looks like in practice. Say you're preparing to address a recurring pattern where one team member consistently misses handoffs and it is affecting everyone else's output. Your pre-mortem might reveal, I am afraid they will feel singled out and go quiet. Your plan. If they go quiet, I will say, I want to make sure I'm being clear, not critical. Can you tell me how this looks from your side? You have prepared for the storm. Now you can walk in without fearing it. After the step, you will feel less dread and more redness. That is not confidence yet, but it is the ground confidence grows from. Step 2. Apply the strong method. This step gives your repeatable 6-step structure for the conversation itself, so you're never improvising from scratch. I outline the strong method fully in Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time. It is a pre-conversation ritual, and it works because structure is what confidence needs to grow. When you have a clear method, your brain spends less energy managing fear and more energy actually communicating. Here is the framework. Number 1. State your intention clearly. Open with what you want the conversation to achieve, not with the problem. Number 2. Take a breath. Literally, a single slow breath before you speak changes your physiology and your presence. Number 3. Respect all perspectives. Acknowledge that the other person or people have a valid view before you share yours. Number 4. Offer specific examples. Replace vague complaints with concrete, observed behavior. The last 3 Tuesday stand-ups is more useful than you always. Number 5. Navigate to solutions. Shift toward what you both want to be true rather than dwelling on what went wrong. Number 6. Gain commitment to action. End with a specific, agreed next step, not a vague intention. Work through each stage before you enter the conversation, not during it. The method does its best work as a checklist you run in the 5 minutes before you begin. After this step, you have a scaffold. You are no longer improvising in the most difficult moments. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Open with transparency about nervousness. This step is the one most people skip, and it is the one that changes everything. There is a quiet confidence in admitting that a conversation matters to you. In Say It Right Every Time, I write that technique is the what, but confidence is the how. You can have the best opening line in the world, but if you're visibly bracing against your own anxiety, the other person will feel it. The most disarming thing you can do is name it plainly. Here is how to do it. Number 1. Prepare 1 sentence that names your investment without apologizing for it. Number 2. Say it early, within the first 2 exchanges, not as a confession, but as a statement of care. Number 3. Follow it with your intention, so the transparency has direction. Number 4. Keep steady eye contact and a measured pace. Your nonverbal confidence carries as much weight as your words. Number 5. Do not repeat it or dwell on it. Say it once and move forward. Here is a script that works in most team settings. Thanks for making time for this. I want to be upfront, this is an important conversation for me, and I appreciate your willingness to be in it. I want us to find a better way to work together on the handoff process, and I believe we can. This matters for team synergy because it signals psychological safety. When you model honest, non-defensive communication, you give others permission to do the same. The role of emotional intelligence in team synergy explores why this kind of self-awareness is not soft skill territory. It is the engine of real collective performance. After this step, the temperature in the room drops. You are no longer on opposite sides of the conversation. Step 4. Use specific behavioral examples, not vague complaints. This step is where many team synergy conversations collapse. People come prepared with feelings, but not with facts. Vague complaints create defensiveness. Specific examples create the possibility of change. The difference between you never communicate clearly and in last Thursday's planning session, the decision on the deadline was not shared with the rest of the team until Friday afternoon, which meant three people had to redo their work, is the difference between a conversation that stalls and one that moves. Here is how to prepare and deliver behavioral specifics. Number 1. Before the conversation, identify 2 or 3 concrete, observable examples of the pattern you want to address. Number 2. For each example, note the date or context, what happened, and the impact on the team. Number 3. In the conversation, present examples one at a time, not as a list of grievances, but as shared data. Number 4. After each example, pause and invite a response. Does that match what you remember? Gives the other person room to engage rather than defend. Number 5. Stay curious about their perspective. You may have the example right, but the interpretation wrong. This approach connects directly to how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, which gives you a full framework for delivering this kind of feedback without rupturing the relationship. After this step, the conversation has moved from abstract tension to specific, workable territory. Step 5. Recover from mistakes without losing ground. This step is where the confidence-competence loop either holds or breaks. Every practitioner fumbles. I have stumbled over words, chosen the wrong example, landed a sentence harder than I intended. What separates people who build confidence from those who stay stuck is not how rarely they make mistakes. It is how quickly and cleanly they recover. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe the 3-step process. Acknowledge, correct, move on. Here is how to apply it inside a team synergy conversation. Number 1. If you say something that lands wrong, name it immediately rather than pressing forward. I do not think that came out the way I meant it. Let me try again. Number 2. Correct with one clearer statement. Do not over-explain or apologize repeatedly. That amplifies the stumble. Number 3. Move on without dwelling. The conversation has more ground to cover. Give it room. Number 4. After the conversation, note what tripped you and prepare a cleaner version for next time. That is the loop working. Number 5. Treat the mistake as data, not as a verdict. One fumbled sentence does not undo everything that came before it. Here is the script I return to, taken directly from Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time. You know what? I do not think that came out right. Let me try again. What I mean is thanks for your patience as I get my thoughts in order. That is it. Simple, direct, and it rebuilds rather than retreats. How to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy gives you further scripts for the moments before this one. After the step, you understand that recovery is a skill. And like any skill, you can practice it until it becomes instinct. Step 6. Close with a committed next action. This step seals the loop. Without a clear close, even a well-run team synergy conversation can drift back into ambiguity. A conversation without a committed next action is just a discussion. Teams need something concrete to walk away with, something specific enough to check against in a week's time. The close is also where you reinforce the trust you have built. It says this was not just a talk. We are going somewhere with it. How feedback loops boost team synergy describes exactly how these committed actions become the feedback cycles that sustain team performance over time. Here is how to close a team synergy conversation with intention. Number 1. Summarize what you both agreed on in 1 or 2 plain sentences. Number 2. Name the specific next action, who does what, and by when. Number 3. Ask the other person to confirm the action in their own words. This is not about checking. It is about ensuring shared understanding. Number 4. Acknowledge what went well in the conversation itself. This reinforces the behavior you want to see again. Number 5. Set a time to revisit. Let us check in on this in 2 weeks keeps the loop alive. After this step, the conversation has become a contract. And a team that keeps its small contracts builds the kind of trust that makes the next hard conversation easier. Step 7. Debrief and feed the loop. This is the step that transforms a single conversation into a permanent capability. Most people have a difficult conversation, feel relieved it is over, and move on without extracting anything from it. That is leaving the learning on the table. The confidence competence loop feeds itself only if you deliberately process what happened. The clarity checklist, which I referenced throughout Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time, serves exactly this purpose. It asks you to define what you intended, what you delivered, and what you will do differently next time. Here is how to debrief after a team synergy conversation. Number 1. Within 24 hours, write down one thing that went better than you expected and one thing you want to improve. Number 2. Note which part of the strong method felt natural and which felt forced. Number 3. Review your original pre-mortem. Did any of your feared outcomes happen? Did your planned responses work? Number 4. Identify one specific moment where you felt competent. Name it. That is your anchor for next time. Number 5. Schedule the next conversation that you have been avoiding. Do not wait for the confidence to arrive. The loop only works if you keep turning it. What is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy is worth reading alongside this step, because the environment your debrief creates inside your team is the same environment that will determine how much courage everyone else brings next time. After this step, you are not just having better conversations. You are building a team culture where difficult conversations become normal. Adapting this process for remote and hybrid teams. Remote and hybrid teams face a specific challenge. The tools that carry nonverbal confidence in a room do not translate cleanly to a screen. Preparation matters even more when you cannot read the room. In an in-person conversation, you get immediate feedback through posture, eye contact, and the energy of shared physical space. On a video call, those signals are compressed, delayed, or missing entirely. Run your pre-mortem with this in mind. Prepare for silence, for frozen video, for the conversation happening in a chat sidebar while you're speaking. Name the medium early. Open with something like, I want to make sure this lands well on a call, so I'm going to be more deliberate than usual about checking in with you as we go. This signals care and models the transparency the strong method requires. Use video, not just audio. Nonverbal confidence, the way you hold yourself, your pace of breathing, your steadiness of eye contact, is still visible on camera. It still matters. Turning off your camera removes a significant channel of trust building from the conversation. Send a brief written summary after. Remote conversations are harder to anchor in memory. A 2-sentence summary of the agreed next action, sent within an hour of the call, closes the loop even when the physical room is missing. Build in shorter, more frequent conversations. Remote teams lose the informal corridor exchanges but soften the ground before hard conversations. Shorter, more regular check-ins help feedback loops boost team synergy in ways that long quarterly reviews simply cannot replicate. The core process holds. Only the execution changes. Common mistakes to avoid. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I've made most of them myself. The mistake: waiting until you feel confident before starting the conversation. Why it happens? We believe confidence is a prerequisite for action. It is not. It is the result of it. What to do instead? Use the strong method to prepare, then begin. The confidence arrives after the first step, not before it. The mistake: opening with the problem instead of the intention. Why it happens? The problem is what is on your mind, so it comes out first. What to do instead? Prepare your opening sentence before you enter the room. Make it about what you want to build, not what has gone wrong. The mistake: using vague language like always, never, and the whole team thinks. Why it happens? Vague language feels safer than specific claims. It is actually more dangerous. What to do instead? Prepare 2 concrete behavioral examples before any team synergy conversation. Specific language builds trust. Vague language creates defensiveness. The mistake: over-apologizing after a stumble, which amplifies it. Why it happens? We feel embarrassed and want to smooth it over. Repeated apologies do the opposite. What to do instead? Use the acknowledge, correct, move on sequence. One clean recovery is worth 10 apologies. The mistake: ending the conversation without a committed next action. Why it happens? The relief of finishing the hard part makes us want to wrap up quickly. What to do instead? Hold the close. Agree on one specific action and one person responsible. The conversation earns its value in the follow-through. The mistake: skipping the debrief because the conversation went well enough. Why it happens. If it did not go badly, it feels like there is nothing to learn. What to do instead? The best learning comes from conversations that went reasonably well. Extract what worked and build on it. That is how the loop keeps turning. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each cycle. I have identified my clear intention for this conversation. I have completed a conversation pre-mortem and prepared responses for realistic fears. I have prepared my opening sentence using the Strawn method. I have two or three specific behavioral examples ready, with dates or context. I am in a calm enough emotional state to listen, not just talk. I have prepared a transparency statement about why this conversation matters to me. I know the three-step recovery sequence. Acknowledge, correct, move on. I have a committed next action in mind to propose at the close. I have scheduled time within 24 hours to debrief what happened. I have identified the next conversation I have been avoiding and scheduled it. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a system for team synergy conversations that does not require you to feel brave first. You can prepare, begin, recover, and learn, and each time you do, the loop tightens. The confidence-competence loop means you build confidence through action, not before it. Start before you feel ready. The conversation pre-mortem reduces anticipatory anxiety by naming your fears and preparing a response for each one. The Strawn method gives you a six-step structure so you are never improvising in the hardest moments. Naming your nervousness is a sign of strength, not weakness. It models the transparency that team synergy requires. Specific behavioral examples replace vague complaints and open the door to real change. Clean mistake recovery, using acknowledge, correct, move on, builds more trust than a flawless performance would. The debrief is where the loop feeds itself. Skip it, and you do the same hard work again next time. For your next steps, read how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it to apply behavioral specificity inside your regular feedback conversations. Then work through what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy to understand the environment where conversations are either building or eroding. The full framework behind all of this lists in Say It Right Every Time, where Chapter 6 covers everything from power posture to the clarity checklist in the depth this work deserves. Building team synergy through confident conversation is not a gift. It is a practice, and the confidence-competence loop is how you practice it. Frequently asked questions. What is the confidence-competence loop in team synergy? The confidence-competence loop is a self-reinforcing cycle where practice builds competence, small wins build confidence, and that confidence drives further practice. In team synergy, it means each successful conversation makes the next one easier, gradually transforming how your whole team communicates. How do you use the confidence-competence loop to improve team conversations? You start with low-stakes practice, apply a preparation framework before each conversation, and recover cleanly from mistakes. Over time, small wins accumulate into genuine competence, which feeds confidence. The loop sustains itself once it begins. The key is starting before you feel ready. Why are team synergy conversations so difficult to start? Most people wait until they feel confident before beginning hard conversations. But confidence comes after action, not before it. Without a clear structure or script, anticipatory anxiety takes over and the conversation never happens, which weakens the team synergy it was meant to build. What is the Strawn method for team synergy conversations? The Strawn method is a six-step pre-conversation ritual. State your intention, take a breath, respect all perspectives, offer specific examples, navigate to solutions, and gain commitment to action. It gives you a repeatable structure that reduces anxiety and improves the quality of every team synergy conversation. How does a conversation pre-mortem help with team synergy? A conversation pre-mortem asks you to identify worst-case scenarios before a difficult team conversation, assess how likely they really are, and prepare a response for each one. This reduces anticipatory anxiety and builds the confidence to begin, which is the first step towards stronger team synergy. How do you recover from a mistake during a team synergy conversation? Use the three-step process. Acknowledge what went wrong, correct it with a specific action or a statement, and move on without dwelling. Recovering cleanly from a misstep often builds more trust and team synergy than a flawless conversation would have. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling Books 8 Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonbookthorne.com to get your copy.